What's going on, guys? You're listening to Soundwave on Panga Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide at radio.dominican.edu and FM 102.3. Every episode here, you already know we're going to be playing music, and you already know my name is DJ Frequency, so stick with me. I'll raise the volume while you raise the vibe, feel what I'm saying? Today is going to be a little different than the past couple weeks. In the past couple weeks, I had a guest on the show, but he is right now out and about and taking care of some stuff for his job, so he's not gonna be able to show up today. But you know, today we're gonna be here together, and we're gonna have some good talks about some music. And today, the genre we're gonna talk about is singer songwriter. But before we get started, kind of wanna talk a little about this quarantine that we got going on, man. It's getting kind of crazy out here. It's been nearly a month, if not a month already. Been stuck in our houses, you know, only going to do the essential stuff, which is, you know, like going to like the store and getting gas and stuff like that. So while you guys are out, I mean, I've been going on runs and stuff, so you guys should do that. You know, try to stay active, because it's going to be unhealthy not, you know, not being outside, trying to be inside all day. You're not going to get that vitamin D. So, but hope everybody's out there staying healthy. That's what's most important during this time, you know. Talk to your loved ones, tell them you love them, you know what I'm saying? So, but let's get started. The singer-songwriter stuff. I want to talk about the first familiar artist I got. James Blunt. I do have a couple more up. Jack Johnson Services, John Mayer, and Jason Mraz. Those are a few of my go-to ones, you know what I'm saying? My favorite artist out of all of them is 100% James Blunt, without a doubt. You know, I grew up listening to a lot of James Blunt. I know, I think I've talked about him almost before. You know, he falls under this category, he falls under pop. He kind of, he's really interesting. Sometimes maybe you might be able to fall into alternate a little bit too. So it's real cool. But my mom actually used to listen to him a lot. I know my parents went to a James Blunt concert, I want to say, when I was probably in like elementary school. And I'm pretty sure they liked it. You know, they went all the way down to San Diego. It was for some holiday. I want to say like Mother's Day or Father's Day or something like that. You know, they went down, you know, had some fun listening to some good music. Because one thing I do remember about James Blunt is, like, when I would go to the beach and stuff, when, you know, we first moved to California, you know, settled in here, we go to the beach a lot. And the times that we did, it almost seemed like the drive took forever, considering how young I was, you know. Everything seems to never really understand what things are like when you're younger compared to when you're older. But, you know, we used to listen to a lot of James Blunt on the way to the beach, and that's just like, that's the feeling I get, you know, that content feeling of no worries, just chilling at the beach. You know, that's what I love. I love to get that feeling when I listen to music. And so when I listen to James Blunt, I'm always going to almost have that content feeling inside me. So whenever I feel like I need to calm down about something, James Blunt is the way to go. Yeah, then, you know, next we got Jack Johnson. Jack Johnson, I know a few songs by him. Like, he's famous for his, you know, Banana Pancake song. I'm actually going to play that for you guys a little later, because that's probably my favorite song by him. But he has a few other gems that you can go in there and look at if you listen to him a little bit on your music apps, whatever you want to do, you know, YouTube or whatever. Go ahead and search up Jack Johnson. He's real cool, you know. He plays guitar, real nice music. So you guys can go ahead and check that out. Then the next we got Surfaces, who I actually just found out about a couple weeks ago. Actually, James showed me really good song that I'm gonna play for you guys later. I won't spoil the name for it right now, so you guys can have a little surprise later. But yeah, basically, Surfaces, It was just, I mean, I only listened to a few songs by them, but from what I heard, you know, it was real cool. The song I played for you guys, it made me, like, instantly smile. Like, I told the story a little bit later when I actually played the song, but instantly, I've never had a song that just instantly made me smile like that. But next, we got John Mayer. John Mayer, also one of my mom's favorites. Real laid back, you know, always, you know, sings about love, you know, I like that. It's just something that he does, you know, he does it so well. I don't know, John Mayer's not much I know, like, about his life and stuff in general, so I can't give you too much detail, but I do know that I love his music, and I'll forever listen to his music. My favorite song by him is probably Heartbreak Warfare. It's really creative, but go ahead and look that up if you ever get a chance. And then last but not least, the last person I got over here is Jason Mraz. Now, Jason Mraz is like I know a lot of people that either really like him or a lot of people that really hate him. You know, it just depends on your style of music and your taste, you know, because he is just like some of the stuff he sings about, like, it's really surface level. Like, I don't know, I feel like he can go really deeper into a lot of, like, with his lyrics. And, like, that's, like, the vibe he wants to give off, but he just doesn't do what, like, it's hard to explain. This is only in my opinion, though. But, you know, there are some songs I really enjoy listening by him. But, yeah, Jason Mraz is a good one. There's a few good songs I like by him, but. Real quick, we're going to take a quick break, a little commercial break, but I'll be right back with you guys. Remember, you're listening to Soundwave on Pena Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide at radio.dominican.edu and FM 102.3. And stick with me, it's your boy DJ Frequency. I'll raise the volume while you raise the vibe. And yeah, catch y'all in a few minutes. What's going on, guys? We're back. You're listening to Soundwave on Pena Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide at radio.dominican.edu and FM 102.3. It's DJ Frequency. Stick with me and I'll raise the volume while you raise the vibe. You know, talking about singer-songwriter genre this week. every week, 3 o'clock, you know, be there, be square. Real quick, before we get started, once again, I want to give a quick shout out to DJ Coach. You already know, it's a weekly thing. She's on right after I am, 4 p.m. every Wednesday. She's doing her show called Competitive Edge. Go ahead and tune in. It's real good. She talks about a lot of different sports and what you need to do in these sports to be successful and what you find fun about it and all this stuff and how to get into it. So go ahead and tune in to DJ Coach at 4 p.m. every Wednesday. Anyways, you already know DJ Frequency, Soundwave. We're here to talk about music, so let's do it. So basically, we talked about, you know, a few familiar artists. If you weren't here before, we talked about James Blunt, Jack Johnson, Circuses, John Mayer, Jason Mraz, you know, the whole nine. Those are a few that, there's obviously a lot more. This is not a huge category for me as far as, listening. Although when I do this to it, I really enjoy it. Most of my music is taken up by R&B and hip-hop, and if you have been with me, you probably know that, but if you're new, that's something quick about me that you can go ahead and have your opinion on. Doesn't bother me, whatever opinion you have on the music I listen to, you know, that's totally up to you. Listen to music that you like. If you like music I listen to, go ahead and listen to what I listen to, you know, totally up to you. That's the beauty about music, you know. Yeah, so with that being said, I think we can go ahead and start getting into our songs. It's getting about that time. So first, you already know, to start things off right, I got to play a James Blunt song. So the James Blunt song I decided to choose is Wise Men. Wise Men is probably the first James Blunt song I remember learning. My mom's favorite is probably You're Beautiful, but Wise Men is the one I always enjoyed because at that age, I didn't know nothing about love and nothing like that, you know what I'm saying? So I like to listen to Wise Men because it was just about, you know, I'm not going to spoil it for you. Listen to right now, you understand what it's about, but you understand where I'm coming from now as a child. I kind of understand more about this one than I do a lot of the other songs that he has. If you go ahead and listen to songs, a lot of them are about love, heartbreak, you know, romance, all that type of stuff. So, but we're going to go ahead and get started. We're going to go ahead and listen to Wise Men. So go ahead, sit back, relax for a few minutes, and go ahead and listen to James Blunt, Wise Men.
Dress and just judge each other and try to impress my name.
And that was Wise Men by James Blunt. James Blunt, and he's so good. I don't know, that song's so good to me. But basically, something that I take away from that song is, obviously, you could probably guess before I even say it, is when he says, you gotta ask yourself, where are you now? You know what I'm saying? Like, and that just applies to life in general. Like, you always want to have periods where you're asking yourself, where are you? Just so it's like a little checkpoint, you know, like you're staying on track. You know that you're headed in the right direction that you want to be headed in, you know. So always have those moments you want to check in on yourself, like, where are you in life? Where are you in comparison to yourself and where you want to be in life, not compared to other people's beliefs of where you should be, you know. You want to be on your own track. So, you know, that song really speaks something to me. I like to listen to it. And it reminds me of, you know, my family life back when I was younger and going to the beach with all them and stuff. So, it's a good song. I enjoy it. So go ahead. If you like James Blunt, listen to James Blunt, because I'll be right there with you. I know that we like the same artist. So, next, real quick, we're going to go into Jack Johnson, Banana Pancakes, as I said out earlier, what I was going to play for you. So, once again, you're going to be able to sit back and relax since we already did talk a lot about James Blunt. I'm not going to kill your guys' ears with even more James Blunt. So, we'll switch it up a little bit with Jack Johnson. So, go ahead, sit back and listen to this.
Can't you see that it's just raining? It ain't no need to go outside. Baby, you hardly even know when I try to show you. It's only meant to keep you doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. We could pretend it all the time. Can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But just maybe, like a ukulele, mama made a baby. Really don't mind the practice, cause you're my little lady. Lady, lady, love me, cause I love to lay you late. We could close the curtains, pretend like there's no world outside. We could pretend it all the time. Can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. Ain't no need, ain't no need. Can't you see, can't you see? Rain all day and I don't mind. But the telephone's singing, ringing, it's too early, don't pick it up. We don't need to, we got everything we need right here, and everything we need is enough. It's just so easy when the whole world fits inside of your arms. Really need to pay attention to the alarm. Wake up slow. Wake up slow. But baby, you hardly even notice when I try to show you this song is meant to keep you from doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. We could pretend it all the time. And can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. Ain't no need, ain't no need. Rain all day and I really, really, really don't. Can't you see, can't you see? Wake up slow.
That was Banana Pancakes by Jack Johnson. That song just makes you want to get up and make breakfast. I make breakfast almost every morning. You know, I try to make a nice little breakfast. It's mainly because of this song. You know, it puts you in the mood. I listen to it almost every morning. And then I sit down, make banana pancakes, sausage, eggs, bacon, all that, you know. And, yeah, banana pancakes is where it came from. my mom used to listen to Jack Johnson a lot, you know. I like, really throws it back for me, you know what I'm saying? Like it's a real big throwback to hear music from your, like, real childhood. Like, I'm talking 12 and under, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, it's really cool. It's a really cool thing. But, basically, Jack Johnson is just somebody that I always will like to listen to. I don't really see myself ever getting tired of Jack Johnson. He has a soft voice, you know, put it on super light, just daily background music. Like, he knew a lot with his music. And he also sings about love, something that I thoroughly enjoy. So, you know, Jack Johnson's always going to be on my list of people I'm going to listen to when I'm just trying to have a nice little Sunday morning, you know, banana pancakes, good people, all that stuff, you know. So Jack Johnson's so up there. So real quick, I think we're going to take a slight break, you know, a little halftime to the show. And I want to show you guys listen to Soundwave on Pangea Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California. Broadcasting worldwide at radio.dominican.edu and FM 102.3 DJ frequency. Stick with me through this little break, and we're gonna raise the volume while you raise the five. You already know we're gonna get that going, and yeah, I'll see you guys in a couple minutes. So, guys, we're back. Listen to Soundwave on Pangea Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide at radio.dominican.edu and FM 102.3. Excuse me, sorry, guys. This DJ Frequency, stick with me. I'll raise the volume while you raise the vibe. We're back. You know, we just got done listening to Wise Men by James Blunt and Banana Pancakes by Jack Johnson. Two very respectable singer-songwriter type artists. And, you know, listen to them on at least a monthly basis. You know, every month I for sure get a little bit of singer-songwriter type stuff into my repertoire, you know. And, oh, sorry, guys. My allergies are kicking in like crazy, man. This worst time to be stuck. Oh, man. usually though, I would just like to go out and, you know, try to get something for it, but, you know, we gotta stay in the house for this quarantine, so I can't really be going out like that, but I would get it taken care of, you know, but, we're back, and like I say, we've been talking a lot about music and Banana Pancakes with Jack Johnson, Wiseman, and James Blunt for specific songs we played. You know, next we're going to be playing a little bit of Michael Bublé and Surfaces. That's a couple songs I want to get into. The two songs we'll be playing, obviously, Surfaces, I was talking about earlier. I want to play Heaven Falls. Great song. James showed it to me, actually. If you don't know James, you're new to this channel. James is with me. He's my partner in crime in this little quarantine we got going on. And, you know, he's a perfect person to have, you know. Likes music, same similar music I do, and, you know, I like to listen to music all day, obviously, so music is going on, he's right there with me listening to it, and so, you know, it's real cool, but start off talking a little bit about Michael Bublé. The song I was playing with Michael Bublé was Feeling Good, you know, Feeling Good is just,